The news in touch with your world. I'm Dane Bice. I'm good morning. Maite Mashabane not going to be called before Parliament, and KZN backs Ramaphosa to succeed Zuma. There are no plans to call in Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Maite Nkuana Mashabane, before Parliament just yet. This is according to Portfolio Committee Chairperson Sipusizwe Masangu. Nkuana Mashabane on Sunday said she had agonized over her decision to grant Zimbabwean First Lady Grace Mugabe diplomatic immunity following claims she assaulted a South African model in Sandton last week. Inkatha Freedom Party MP Mkuleko Ilhlengwa on Monday wrote a letter to Masangu requesting he call the minister in, saying it was in the national interest for the minister to explain herself to the committee. Masangu said on Monday, however, that he had not received a formal request yet from any MPs on the matter. He would wait until the committee's next sitting before more MPs could make their opinions known before deciding if it was necessary to summon Nkuana Mashabane. The ANC KwaZulu-Natal Lower South Coast region is backing Cyril Ramaphosa to succeed President Jacob Zuma at the party's elective conference in December. Mzwandile Mkhawanazi, secretary of the region, said on Monday evening they see him as a capable leader, adding Ramaphosa deserves to be the president of the country. He was addressing hundreds of ANC cadres in the Isayedi Tifet College's Khamalakhe campus. The region is backing Ramaphosa to succeed Zuma despite the provincial executive committee led by ANC KwaZulu-Natal chairperson Sihle Zikalala backing former AU chair Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma to succeed her ex-husband. Judge Sehopotye Mpahlele is expected to deliver judgment in the much-publicized so-called Coffin Court case on Friday. The High Court sitting in the Middelburg Magistrates Court heard yesterday there is no likelihood that the coffin assault victim, Victor Mlotshwa, would have died when he was forced into a coffin by two men. Advocate Wayne Gibbs for Willem Oosthuizen told the court in his closing arguments it is more likely to scare Mlotshwa. The accused also never assaulted Mlotshwa. They never intended to assault him. Oosthuizen and T.U. Jackson are facing charges of kidnapping, assault with the intent to do grievous bodily harm, attempted murder, and the possession of an illegal firearm. Gibbs argued that the accused had to act when Mlotshwa allegedly threatened to burn their crops every year and murder their wives and children. And Yahoo.com reports that American police in suburban Kansas City are on the hunt for a man accused of stealing a television while wearing a t-shirt with the phrase, "I'm broke, baby," on it. The Lee Summit Police Department says on its Facebook page on Monday that, yes, we realize this shirt is ironic. The post has been shared more than 300 times and generated comments including, "Get a job, baby," and "The shirt says it all." Your top story at this hour. There are no plans to call in Minister of International Relations and Cooperation Maite Nkuana Mashabane before Parliament just yet. You can reach OFM News via email at news@ofm.co.za.